Hi, this is Pat Fraley, purveyor of duck, dog, and villain voices. And you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Welcome to the 50th episode of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, Steve, Jim, and Mike, and today I am joined by Puppet Duvall from Toy World Order .Duvall. You're biting your tongue over there, aren't you?
Yeah, no, a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, at least I used something different this time. But no, Jason Duvall is here with me.
Yay!
He is from ToyWorldOrder.com. He also does Married to the Collection and David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles. It's November, Jason.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm sitting here listening to your lucid tones, and I'm thinking, my God, does the man never get excited? Do you not ever get excited?
I'm excited. Thanksgiving is like, I don't know, 10 days away.
But that's fine. I mean, I'm hungry just as much as you're hungry. But, you know, you could I don't know, I don't know, be excited. Be like, woo, yeah, right, yeah, woo. You know, I mean, get some excitement in you. What's wrong with you?
Well, we can't all be like you and spit out that promotional stuff without taking a breath.
Hey, I rock. That's all I have to say. I'm awesome.
So yeah, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and today we're going to be talking about Denver, the Last Dinosaur.
The Last Dinosaur. He's my friend and a whole lot more. Denver, the Last Dinosaur. Showed me a world I never saw before. That's all I got.
Yeah. Actually, the coolest thing about this episode of Tooncast Beyond, not counting
my singing
updates. Well, no, well that you're in it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but my singing though rocks.
Give you the ego. Yeah. The coolest thing about this Tooncast Beyond episode 50 is that, not counting interviews and not counting little updates we might have released on the RSS feed for Tooncast Beyond and Tooncast Classic, this marks, overall, the 150th episode of the Tooncast franchise.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of talking.
That's a whole lot of cartoons.
Yes, it is.
So, we're going to get right into it with the history lesson for Denver the Last Dinosaur, which is a U.S./French cartoon for children, originally released in 1988 by World Events Productions.
Well, that's what I find. That's what I find interesting is that it comes from the same company that did Voltron. It's like, really? It's like this really?
Yep.
You guys did Voltron, and then you moved on to Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Hey, yeah. It's got a cool theme song. So
yeah, that's true. It's pretty damn catchy.
So this was a World Events production thing, and what I absolutely love about this is I actually looked it up on Netflix. It's not there, however. Legally and perfectly honestly, you can go on YouTube, you can search Denver the Last Dinosaur Episode 1, and World Events Productions YouTube channel will come up with a playlist for season one and season two of the show. You can watch it completely for free. What I find very interesting about the show on YouTube, on WEP's YouTube channel, is that, you know how when you watch a YouTube video that has ads enabled, and you have at the very beginning, it's either an ad you can skip or it's an ad you have to watch?
Right, yes.
For, I don't know how they did this, but World Events was able to do that, like, for breaks. So, like, you know how they have the whole thing of, Denver the Last Dinosaur will be back after this or whatever else?
Right.
They were able to put, like, YouTube ad breaks in there. Well, I'm skip the ads, but it was just really unique and funny to watch it on YouTube.
Well, I'm pretty sure that with the latest updates with YouTube is that you can actually program your own breaks in there. You can program the ads. Yeah. So that's all they did was they just went in and programmed the ad breaks on there and programmed it to coordinate with the show, which that's kind of cool.
It is very cool. It is very cool. Very, very awesome. It was nationally syndicated throughout the U.S. In 1988 and reruns airing until 90. Episodes often focused on the issues of conservation, ecology, and friendship. What are your general memories of Denver, sir?
I want to say that I used to watch it on the friggin' USA Cartoon Express, but I could be wrong. It might have been gone by the time this showed up. I don't remember where I used to watch, what channel I used to watch this on, but I remember watching it. I remember not being a large fan of it, really, because it's one of those shows that was, for me at the time in my childhood, was a little bit too lovey-dovey, I guess I could say. It was one of those very, very, very unoriginal ideas where, you know, here's a group of California teenagers and, oh, they found a dinosaur. You know, it's like, okay, well, this is kind of the same hackneyed plot that many other cartoons have used, not to mention this was pretty much the plot of Encino Man.
Oh, God, I remember Encino Man.
Like they just added more people and turned the caveman into a dinosaur, and it literally is the plot for Encino Man, minus the very hackneyed concert promoter trying to kidnap the dinosaur.
Yeah. For me, as a kid, I probably caught maybe one or two of these episodes, but the theme song always stuck in my head. 88, I was too into Turtles. I was like, sadly, Transformers was gone, Mask was gone, Thundercats was probably still in reruns, but it wasn't airing new episodes. And I was all about Turtles then.
Right.
And, you know, I watched the first 10 episodes of season one. I was trying to get through all of them. I was trying to get through both seasons. I just couldn't. It's not that I can't watch the show. I love the show. It's when I watched it today, I had like nothing stood out to me and said, oh my God, what the fuck? Why did they do this? It wasn't anything like that. It almost transported me back to watching the Saturday morning cartoons with your cereal and milk and everything else and all that. And it was great, but as a kid, I don't remember watching this show at all. As an adult, I can pretty much point out the fact that Rob Paulsen has two voices in that show.
Well, so is Cam Clark.
Clark.
Katie Seuss.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, everybody pulled double time on this show. Yep. Which, I mean, they normally do. They'll pull double, triple time on certain shows, but it's like, you're watching this going, wow, they really needed these guys' talent for the show because it still didn't make it any good.
I don't know. I think it's good for someone who, for a kid who likes dinosaurs, and as a kid, I'm sure we all liked dinosaurs, at least the boys did. I don't know about girls because at 8 years old, girls were icky.
Fair enough.
But, you know.
Every 28 days, they're still icky.
Oh my God! I can't believe you went there. Thank
God. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But the thing is like I can see this, you know, appealing to an 8, 9, 10 year old kid who loves dinosaurs,
right?
You know, and going back and watching it, I don't see that it being that bad. Yes, I will give to you that the concept is a little, you know, late 80s, early 90s type of stuff. And but that's with everything from the past. But overall, I thoroughly enjoyed the episodes that I watched in preparation for this. But the voice cast, how do you go from being Krang to being Denver? Pat Fraley, Pat Howard Fraley is the voice of Denver. And Denver really doesn't, it's really grunts and kind of like, no, you know, I mean, it's not really like, he's not talking like we would talk, or he's not talking like the kids would talk. And I get that, but he's learning from them.
Right.
I just find it very cool and very unique that Pat Fraley could go from voicing a brain inside of a stomach and then voicing this.
Well, think about, I mean, it's no different than Welker. I mean, think about Frank Welker, who's the voice of Freddy and has been since that show began, but he also does everything under the sun, you know. Yeah. He's basically a human sound effect machine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's no different than that. They were just like, hey, come do this role. And he was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. You also have, as you said earlier, pretty much everybody on the show pulls double duty as far as the main cast. You got Adam Carl, who plays Wally and Jeremy. You got Cam Clark, who plays Mario and Shades. You got Kath Soucie, who plays Casey and Heather. Which, you know, it's a very unique, cool cast. Oh man, I thought Morton Fizbach at first. I thought it was Rodney Dangerfield, because that's what he kind of sounds like.
Probably who he was going for was just a really bad, you know, a lot of times they'll say, you know, if you listen to some of those podcasts, they'll talk about how the voice came from a really bad impression of someone doing a good impression.
Yep. You got Brian Cummings as Morton Fizbach and Professor Funt, and Jack Angel was Professor Chin, and June Foray was Bertha Bird. I mentioned earlier that Rob Paulsen was Nick. A bunch of other characters as well. Overall, I like the voices in the show. I think Cam went a little bit too overboard on a certain accent for one of the kids.
On the Mexican accent?
Yes. Yep. I was like, a Mexican Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? That's too weird.
Yeah, it's a little creepy to hear that, and you're like, ah. Mm-hmm. Now we know what Leonardo would sound like as a Mexican.
Mexi Turtle.
Oh my gosh.
So getting into the plot of this, the show revolves around the adventures of Denver the Last Dinosaur, a Corythosaurus or Thorysaurus, who was released from his egg by a group of multicultural modern California teens, Jeremy, Mario, Shades, Wally, and Casey, along with tag-along older sister Heather. The kids taught Denver the finer points of skateboarding and other pastimes, while protecting him from concert promoter Morton Fizbach, who wanted to use the dinosaur to make money. This show and this plot, it's good. I don't know. I just find myself just enjoying it when I was watching it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because that I never really watched it as a kid.
Right.
You know, outside of, you know, hearing the theme song and stuff like that. And I mean, there's so much going on with the different plots. I mean, you know, and they find a, you know, there was one episode in season one where they make a dinosaur model and it breaks somehow. I forget how. And then they go to use Denver as the model. And then they're like, oh, well, this is a problem of, you know, this is a crisis of conscience here because we didn't make Denver. The science fair says we have to make the thing. And it's just, I don't know. It just, I know it's a World Events production, but it almost feels like Captain Planet with dinosaurs.
That's what I meant by it was a very hackneyed plot device. I mean, it's just very much, you know, it by that point, I think Captain Planet had been out for a little bit. And it's one of those things you watch and go, it's been done better.
Well, I don't know if Captain Planet did it better, but
I don't know. At least Captain Planet tried, you know, at least they put in, you know, actual supervillains and, you know, tried to give the show some sense of danger, whereas Denver never really felt. I mean, it was just more of that show was targeted more towards 4 to 8 year olds than anything.
Yeah, I can agree to that. The music, and it's really not even it. The show doesn't even really have music itself. It just has everybody. In the 8, 9, 10 episodes I watched, I always heard Jeremy humming the theme song. Because the theme song is just so awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun theme song. I mean, it was of course I sang it, but
Yeah.
it's something that stuck with me for, a couple decades now. And I mean, it's fun. I mean, overall, the show was built for, kids that were much younger than I was at the time, and it works well for that age group, and I think it still holds up to this day for that age group. But watching it now and thinking about it now, it just makes me shudder because I'm like, oh God, I have Doctor Who episodes I could be watching. Why am I watching Denver the Last Dinosaur? Dear Lord.
I don't know. The thing for me is that it's, I do agree with you that it is for like that 4 to 8 year old range.
Right.
At the same time, I think because of the theme song, I think a lot of the shows in the 80s, a lot of the ones that kind of might have slipped under people's radar. I mean, I'm not counting G.I. Joe, Transformers, Mask, Gem, Turtles. I'm not counting all of those. A lot of those other shows, like Inhumanoids and GoBots and Centurions and all this and all that, they have great theme songs. But when you actually go back to watch the show itself, it's like, why am I watching this?
A lot of those shows just don't hold up over time. I mean, it's the unfortunate part of it that they weren't well written. I mean, one of the only shows I know from that time period that still holds up to this day is the syndicated version of the real Ghostbusters, the ones that had Stravinsky writing and it had all these amazing, amazing writers writing the shows. That show still holds up to this day, but the actual first run real Ghostbusters episodes are very much in that same category as you watch them and go, why am I watching this? This is not good at all.
I can't. This is so funny. Moving into the legacy of the show, apparently Knott's Berry Farm offered a Denver promotional tie-in with its new Kingdom of the Dinosaurs attraction, which would later take its last ride in 2004, as did Ralston Purina with its new cereal brand, Dinosaurs. Oh boy. And then of course, as we said, the World Events Productions did release released Denver on DVD for two different volumes, and as we said before, it's on YouTube. Denver is something that I could go back to every now and then, as far as watching the actual episodes. The theme song, I could play that on repeat all day long.
I'm looking at the I'm trying to find the actual Denver stuff at Knott's. Was it a show?
Let me see. For a Denver promotional tie-in, it just says on Wikipedia, it just says promotional tie-in. It doesn't say what it is.
I will discover this
Well,
because now I'm curious.
while you're discovering it, we're gonna go to a quick commercial break, and we'll come back after that.
Yay.
Denver will be back after these messages.
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and animationaficionados.com.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. 2012 marks the 30th anniversary for Masters of the Universe. We here at the GCRN are celebrating with a brand new series of podcasts. The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of every MOTU cartoon. Yes, even that crappy New Adventure stuff. Join Optimus Solo and TFG1 Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally, masters of Grayskull. You can find the Pogs podcasts in iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Good journey.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
You know how we talked about doing a podcast? Well, I have some ideas run past you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I thought we should base it on comics.
Well, there's thousands of podcasts about comics. You kind of want to narrow it down a bit.
Well, what about Star Wars?
Still, there's a ton of those out there. What else you got?
We could always do G.I. Joe comics.
There's still a ton of those out there.
What about the 80s franchises?
There's already a few of those as well.
Then let's forget about comics. Let's focus on toys and action figures.
Dude, then we're back to thousands of podcasts.
Well, is anyone covering all those things I mentioned in one podcast?
No one would be crazy enough to do that.
Then that's what we'll do.
Are you serious?
Yep. Come and listen to Star Joe's podcast. You can find us at starjoes.com or find us on iTunes.
Yeah, we cover comics, TV shows, and movies based on Star Wars, G.I. Joe, and all your 80s favorite franchises.
And don't forget about the toys.
How can we forget about the toys? We also do tour reviews to help you decide what to add to your collection.
So come listen to Star Joe's, where we hold nothing back, provide quality entertainment, and remember, the Force will be with you.
Because knowing us is half the battle.
Yo, Joe!
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code BOX and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Geekcast Radio when you register.
For you, the listeners of TuneCast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Yes.
I may have to go download a book on tape.
Good.
Or a book on MP3 from Audible. I guess there's no physical tapes anymore.
Yes, that's right.
But Audible's got like thousands and thousands of amazing titles that are available for for your listeners to check out. And of course, if why not? Why wouldn't you sign up and get a free book, for God's sakes? Just do it.
Yep. Very, very awesome. Okay, Denver, final thoughts here. I loved it.
My final thoughts on Denver?
That's because you're old fuddy-duddy.
No. That's Dave Draper. I'm nowhere near. Here's my take. Okay, I'm not a fan of the show, at all.
Okay. That's why I had you on this episode.
I can see the audience that the show was designed for and that it was built for, and it works very well for that audience. And in every aspect, it works very well. You could probably even to this day take a kid who was hooked on dinosaurs, and while some of the dialogue is a little dated. You could probably sit those kids in front of a TV and they would enjoy Denver the Last Dinosaur. Plus, if you go to WEP's website, they sell Denver the Last Dinosaur sunglasses now. Which apparently are selling really well for them, which makes me shudder.
Hey, that's awesome. I mean, it's, you know, next thing you know, we'll be getting a Denver the Last Dinosaur reboot or something.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, hell, everything else has been rebooted. Why not? I don't know. I'm not as negative towards it as you, I guess, and I think that's because, you know, I don't know, it's just one of those things that it transported me back in time, I guess, and when I was watching it, so I like it, but you know, I will agree it's not something I can watch on a daily basis, but you know, watching, you know, 8, 9, 10 episodes in preparation to talk about it, oh sure, and I had fun, you know. I don't know. We all need to be a kid again at some point, right?
Well, I agree.
Yeah. All right. You got anything for the Thanksgiving holiday coming up over there at Toy World Order?
I'm going to eat a lot of food. I mean, I'm not going to film it and put it on the site. I mean, I could. That'd be interesting. But no, I mean, it's a slow time of the year for toys. You know, we still got some great reviews and more episodes. Surprisingly, people are very surprised that they're still – flea market finds episodes being filmed and put up as I just find crap everywhere.
Yes, you do.
But there's not a – I mean, we don't have anything special really other than wishing everyone a very happy holiday and a safe Thanksgiving and go out the day after and find lots of deals.
Ain't that the truth? Make sure you go out at like 2 a.m., folks, because, you know, by 4, there's going to be a line around the block.
Not even that. If you go out at before midnight, if you're, going to a Best Buy, just forget it. Because people plan out there, and that's just that's it. You're in line for that. So you're sorry. Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
All right. And, of course, you can go over to ToyWorldOrder.com, check out all the stuff over there. You can follow Duvall on Twitter at Puppet Duvall.
Yay!
He needs to make a holiday comeback. That's what he needs to do.
Puppet Duvall?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Right.
We'll see what happens. We've got plans for him, but, you know.
Sounds so wrong.
I know. It's scary, right?
Oh, God, I can imagine. He probably had a Halloween special, didn't he? Oh, God. Okay, so thank you for joining us here on TuneCast Beyond. There are several ways to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each and every episode post. You can send us email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is TuneCast Beyond. Mine is TFG and Mike. You can also follow Duvall over on at Dave and Duvall. That's the one thing. I know Dave hates Twitter because it's, you know, an abomination to the English language, but I don't understand why he can't just run the Dave and Duvall Twitter since it has his name in it. And he doesn't have to use it all the time, but...
He has access to it. He has the passwords and everything, but... He's a stubborn old fart, so that's just how how he is.
Stubborn old bat fart.
I know.
Become a fan of us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork, and you can also find Toy World Order over there on Facebook as well. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast Beyond. I wish you'll join us next time when we head back to real time to talk about the Prince of Egypt.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
For now, I am TFG on mic with...
I'm Duvall.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Peace out, home skillets.
You are so not street, dude.
I never said I was.
Think of a better place to keep little Denver. In my new Rockin' Dinos Roadshow. Enjoy yourselves while you can, little brats. Cause this dino will soon be mine!